John Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden met with major companies from Live Nation to Airbnb today at the White House to get rid of their hidden fees.
This is a win for consumers, in my view, and proof that our crackdown on junk fees has real momentum. But there's more to do.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on what that means.
The goal of getting all kinds of service companies to root out hidden fees. It's when you go to book a hotel room and there's a resort fee that you didn't know about, or you know, you go to buy tickets for a concert and then there are convenience charges that sometimes cost half of what the ticket itself costs.
The South faces more severe weather today.
A tree fell on the Glenda Williams mobile home in Lexington, Mississippi.
It demolished two rooms and the wall of a third room. It went through a bedroom, bathroom, and came out through a dining room wall.
More severe weather, including tornadoes, is likely today across the South. The highest risk area of 4 out of 5 is across much of Oklahoma. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Two more Americans have died in a hotel room in Mexico. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Carbon monoxide is the suspected cause of death of the two at a luxury resort on Mexico's Baja California. Local officials have identified the two as 28-year-old Abby Lutz of Newport Beach, California, and 41-year-old John Heathco. Her family said she and John thought they had food poisoning and went to the hospital to get treatment. We were told they were feeling much better a few days later. The family says they were told the two died due to improper venting.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley is in Brussels meeting with an international alliance now that's helped Ukraine in its war against Russia.
The international effort has trained almost 60,000 Ukrainian soldiers for this current operation, and many of whom are engaged in close combat as we stand here today.
And he says he believes Ukraine will ultimately beat the Kremlin. Miami's Mayor Francis Suarez is talking about his decision to run for president in 2024. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Suarez is one of now three Republicans vying for the Republican nomination, joining Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Suarez does have some support in Miami, but this will be his first test on the national stage. And as part of that, he will speak tonight at the Reagan Presidential Library.
Five-time Oscar-winning composer John Williams surprised the cast of Indiana Jones 5 with a full orchestra performance at the film's premiere last night in L.A. Harrison Ford is set to crack the whip as the iconic character for a final time when the movie hits theaters June 30th. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. An air quality advisory for our area and a good chunk of the state runs through midnight. Smoke from Canadian wildfires continue to impact the region. There's also a water danger locally. Brittany Merlot has more.
A beach hazard statement has been issued until Friday morning as waves are climbing up to 5 feet high with dangerous currents along Lake Michigan in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties.
Some drivers in Waukesha County are being watched closely today with targeted traffic enforcement efforts. The Sheriff's Department and the State Patrol say their deployment areas are determined through the analysis of crash data from WISDOT's Community Maps program. Yesterday's plane crash in Watertown happened shortly after takeoff, about 4 miles from the municipal airport. It involved a 4-seat propeller plane, and it's believed that 2 people died in the accident. That's according to the NTSB. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
GTWLawyers.com. Did you know the Country Music Hall of Fame group, the Oak Ridge Boys, is celebrating 50 years of great music? The boys are on tour and will be playing the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh Friday, June 16th. Their four-part harmony, upbeat songs are legendary, but do you know which of their many hit singles topped the country charts and became a top five on the pop charts? Is it Bobby Sue, Elvira, or their holiday song, Thank God for Kids? The answer coming up.
I'm the new guy. I joined in October of 73. I was 25 years old, and here it is 50 years later. I'm still singing with the Oak Ridge Boys, and I'm 75 years old.
That's Joe Bonzel, the tenor of the group. I talked with him about the Oshkosh show and their fans.
They can expect to hear a fast-paced show, lots of music, lots of singing. You can bring grandma, bring the kids, and they're not going to hear nothing they couldn't hear.
And one thing you can expect to hear, the song Elvira. It is the Oak Ridge Boys' single hit to top both the country and pop charts. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And before we start, some good news. We have baseball tickets to give away. These are some of the best seats in the house, by the way. Some of the best seats in the house. You're going to see that fastball coming right at you. We have four tickets. The Pirates game. Pittsburgh Pirates. Starting Saturday. This is on Saturday. 3:10 p.m. opening pitch. And remember a couple of things. You can listen to the Brewers live on Civic Media. Any of their games live. On Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107 FM and 1450 AM. So it's first come, first serve. Whoever calls this number and talks to Calvin, Calvin's the man, he's going to dispense the tickets. And it's against the Pirates. Little known historical fact, I'm just going to pluck out of my memory. The greatest third baseman in the history of baseball. No, not Schmidt. No, not a lot of other people. Honus Wagner. Honus Wagner. He played 100 years ago, maybe more than 100 years ago. In the days of Walter Johnson, the great pitcher, and I mean, you had Babe Ruth and all this kind of thing, but Honus Wagner from the Pirates. You will not see him at the game because he played 100 years ago. Honus Wagner. Okay, let's get right to it. Let's get right to it. And getting right to it means, unfortunately, talking about Trump's indictment to start with. We've already talked a lot about it, but Trump's indictment to start with. Trump is now centering his campaign on the prosecution, vilifying the legal system. He's the victim, that kind of thing. The reporters that covered him right after he was indicted, and then he went to that Cuban restaurant, Versailles in Little Havana, and then he went up to Bedminster, his golf club, and he had a party that night. His 77th birthday was yesterday. And ostensibly it was for that. People were there. And all of the word from the journalists is that he was lackluster. He was subdued. What particularly subdued him were the pictures of boxes in the bathroom, next to the toilet, stuff spilling out on the floor in the showers. These are some of our secrets that frankly led to the capture and execution of some of our undercover agents, spiking them that year. Well, he went up there, and I want to talk a little bit about a contrast in this case, in the case of Reality Winner. Now, you may think Reality Winner won the Belmont, you know, 10 years. No, Reality Winner is a woman, good woman. She was an Air Force veteran. And she was very, very bothered by the fact that the Republicans and others were denying that there was Russian interference helping Trump in 2016. So what she did is she had a security clearance. She downloaded one document, which showed there was Russian interference. It showed that the Russians, the Ruskies, had gone fishing, that kind of fishing, and they had gotten access to voter registration rolls in some states, although fortunately there was no evidence at this point that they changed any votes. She sent it to a website called Intercept. I've never been on Intercept, but Intercept are not the brightest bulbs on the tree, and they basically, by their actions, caused her to be prosecuted. What did they do? They took the document and then they sent it to the NSA and said, do you want to respond? Word, you know, the New York Times gets this kind of stuff all the time. You don't send it to the agency if you're in the media. You don't burn your source. You confirm it through other ways and then you publish it. Well, what they did was they immediately looked to see who had accessed that document. Then they looked to see who had corresponded with Intercept, and they arrested her. And she pled guilty to be cooperative, said that she wished she hadn't done it. Even though she put in a guilty plea, she, for one document, and this is a document, a true document, that showed Russians hacking into voter registration files in the 2016 election. That information should have been disclosed to the people of the United States. And for doing that, she got a sentence of 5 years and 3 months, the longest sentence for disclosing a classified document like that, the longest sentence. And she was denied bail. She tried it twice. They locked her up in the Hoosegow until she pled guilty, and then they sent her to a prison in Texas. Remember General Petraeus, he showed a document to his biographer whom he was seeing romantically, and he didn't get anything. And if you're the big boys, don't get anything. Reality Winner, that's her name, by the way. She is from South Texas. Her father, for instance, thought that was a great name. I think it is a great name, but that's what happened to her. That isn't what happened to Trump. He not only wasn't denied bail, he can travel internationally if he wants. He can do whatever he wants. And he's making himself out to be the martyr simply because he has a megaphone. He has people who will listen to him. And I want to talk briefly about the disclosure of those documents that resulted in the killing of our undercover agents. Everybody is pussyfooting around that. Because somehow, well, we can't verify that he showed it to him, because there isn't a picture of him in a dark corner with a guy in a raincoat passing over documents. That isn't how it's done. You saw those pictures. Those pictures in unlocked rooms. Two Chinese spies were photographed at one of his events. I mean, Chinese spies in his company. Several Russian spies, one of them said she was a Rothschild, lying about it. And you know what that was exposed by? Not by the New York Times. It was exposed by a small paper in Pennsylvania. These people are roaming around there. You don't think they had agents disguised as housekeepers, as waiters, as janitors, who just simply had to make a delivery or walk by somewhere? And they rifle through the stuff. They don't have to take it. They photograph it. The FBI, and I'm going to say this again, and the CIA, know what happened. The CIA sent out a station memo to all CIA stations around the world saying we had a very big spike in our agents being captured. When they're captured, they're tortured, and then they are killed. Why did Trump do this? Why isn't this being emphasized more? He did it in revenge against his loss and to monetize it. His son-in-law Kushner gets $2 billion from the Saudis. $2 billion. Just days before the father-in-law is going to leave the presidency. You think they did it in gratitude? No, I don't think they did it in gratitude. They did it from future expectation. That's what they did it in. That's what they did it in. He is on the take, not just from the Saudis, but from the Russians. Remember, and I'm going to say this again, Kevin McCarthy said to Paul Ryan, there are two people, one in our caucus, who are being paid by the Russians, end quote. Remember that? And it was taped, and he didn't realize it. One of them was this Rohrabacher. He was a congressman from California, ultimately lost his seat. And he said the other one was Trump. Eric Trump confirmed that, told the journalists that they've been funded by the Russians for a long time because the banks cut him off for cheating him. He flat out said that. Nobody says this. Am I the only guy that has to say this? Am I callers are the only ones that have to say this? When every day these people are sniveling on TV, Trump and his running dogs going and his fellow travelers going, it's unfair. It's a witch hunt. What about Hillary and all this sort of stuff? No agents died. No agents died with anybody else. And now here is another fact, and I want you to chew on this. The problem with prosecuting him for disseminating this is that he then has the right under our Constitution to see the document, show it to the jury, and it's going to get around. The CIA has made a determination that some of these documents are so sensitive that if they come out publicly in a trial, they'll identify other agents and they'll be killed. And there are ways that Trump can agree, criminal defendant can agree, we are simply going to show this to the jury and take it back. It won't be in the permanent record, blah, blah. No. He wants this disclosed out of vengeance. Out of vengeance, he wants this disclosed. You now have a totally incompetent, in my view, biased judge, but a totally incompetent judge. She was 38 years old when she was appointed to the bench 3 years ago. She's 41 now. She's handled a total of 4 criminal cases in her life before she went on the bench. 2 of them only as lead counsel, having to do with felons in possession of guns. I'm going to talk a little bit after the break, as we go on with this, about even what an experienced judge would have to do in this case. And she is absolutely inexperienced. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere. Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 49. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 73. Tomorrow mainly sunny. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 52. Dry and turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently it's 64 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
But a hound dog, a crying all the time. You make it look.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up that segment. We'll go to the lines. This judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, is not only biased. Remember, she's the one that said in a prior written opinion, part of the record, when she shut down the FBI investigation of his taking documents, allowed him to transfer the documents and hide them, that may have contributed to more deaths of our undercover agents. She said he's entitled to special deference because of his prior position, end quote. That is an attitude in Colombia. That is an attitude in a lot of cultures. That's not an attitude in our culture. How did she become a federal judge? She'd been an assistant U.S. attorney for a couple of years, not even the U.S. attorney. Handled four criminal cases, only two of them as lead counsel, and those were for felon in possession of guns. And now she is going to be called on to decide how the most serious secret documents in the nation's possession get introduced in evidence without their being turned over publicly to the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians. One of the things you do when you apply for a federal judgeship, they say, we want you to show us every written thing you've written. Okay? It's a book, law review article, blah, blah, blah. She had 20 of them. 19 of them were articles, cheery, feel-good articles in the Spanish language publication. One of them was on how tomatoes, I'm not kidding, how tomatoes can help cure tumors. Another one was about music. They asked her nothing about law. They asked her, any public statements you've made and, you know, speeches, she said none. How the heck did she get confirmed? She got confirmed because she's a member of the Federalist Society. That's why. And they figure, okay, this is great. We'll have a Latina from Florida and get her in there. That she's not qualified. And her cultural orientation is to pay special deference to El Gordo, to kneel in front of El Gordo. That is what is going on here. Trump is going to insist that these documents be entered into the record, which is public. And representing the media as I did for many years, there were times where a court tried to keep exhibits secret. That's not possible. Not possible, except in very limited circumstances. And so I was successful in getting these records unveiled so the media could look at them. My clients, but they had nothing to do with national security. They had nothing to do with patents like the Coca-Cola secret. There would simply be criminal things that somebody didn't want to get out, and they should have gotten out. She doesn't know any of this. She's ignorant about this. Trump will say that under the Fifth Amendment, which is the Due Process Amendment, I have a right to see these. I have a right to talk to my lawyers about them. They have a right. This one has a right. That one has the right. Everywhere, right. Okay. And the jury has a right. And then they have to be preserved for appeal and blah, blah, blah. The lives of our undercover agents are at risk. I want to say that again. The lives of our undercover agents are at risk. Trump knows that. He will press it. He will press it to try to use it to hurt the government. He does not care. Keep that in mind the next time if you're out there and you think, oh, well, he's not being fairly treated. What he did by keeping those documents there, knowing that Chinese and Russian spies and probably Iranian spies, certainly the Saudis, who share things with the Russians, share things with the Chinese, and now share things with the Iranians, would have it, and he was handsomely paid. We're going to quick go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Not the first time a Republican has had been cozy with the Iranians. Remember, Ronald Reagan was quite cozy with them prior to the election in 1980. And yes, that, it's becoming tiresome, you know, to hear Trump's defenders defending this and that and the other thing, because even there's probably unclassified documents that actually could be damaging to our agents afield.
Right.
Because the people that are analyzing this information, you know, they can draw conclusions from the information they got. And the whole problem is, oh, it was in a bathroom with a lock. Well, as far as I know, bathrooms locked from the inside.
But who cares? This thing wasn't locked. Right. And come on. And there's all these staff going around and spies. No, you're absolutely right on the money. Mark, thanks a lot. Dick from Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Matt, something about, I don't quite understand this. She is just, it's breaking this afternoon. I'm talking about this judge asking for a notice of compliance by counsel by tomorrow and something in writing by next Tuesday. I don't know. Is she talking about Trump's legal counsel, I'm assuming? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, Dick, I haven't seen the story because we went on the air and it hadn't broken by the time I went on the air. So we'll certainly look at it. And if we need to, we'll get to it tomorrow. But it's not just that I don't trust this judge, Dick. This judge is not competent. You don't bring somebody, a surgeon in for the most consequential, for instance, God forbid, remember what happened to Ronald Reagan? He got shot and they had some of the best surgeons in the world and they're operating on. This is the president of the United States. They didn't have a hack in there who'd had four surgeries, only two of them as lead surgeons and hernia operations or something. they didn't do that. They brought in the best. And this thing was filed in Palm Beach County. She was one of three judges that was liable to get it. She's not only biased. I'm saying she's not competent to do this job. She's not competent to do this job without endangering the lives of our undercover agents. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Crying all the time.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says he's sick of hidden junk fees.
These hidden charges the companies sneak into your bill to make you pay more without you really knowing it initially.
He met with major companies at the White House today and got them to pledge more transparency next time you buy a concert ticket or book a vacation. Millions of people in several southern states are facing more severe storms today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Oklahoma City and the metro area there that's likely to be impacted the worst by far. And then down to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex could be seeing the damaging wind gusts there, too.
Many folks are still cleaning up from yesterday's storms.
What's up, Denver? I see you wearing the vest!
The Denver Nuggets celebrated their NBA championship today in downtown Denver. It is their first ever NBA title. Las Vegas will get their parade Saturday to celebrate the Golden Knights' Stanley Cup win. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Smoke and the water. That's a recap of area alerts from the National Weather Service. An air quality advisory is in effect until midnight as smoke from Canadian wildfires continue to affect the region. A beach hazard statement has officials telling people to stay out of Lake Michigan waters. Big waves and that warning last through tomorrow for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha beaches. A four-day jury trial next year has been set for the Racine County man charged with election fraud. 69-year-old Harry Waite was in court this week on several charges, including two felonies. The Union Grove resident says he proudly used the state voting website to request and receive ballots of elected officials.
If that's what it takes to stop the fraud, yes, I'll go behind bars.
A judge has ordered Waite not to talk about the case. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
If you're searching for a unique and environmentally conscious shopping experience in Milwaukee, your search ends at Clover. A haven for plant and art lovers in the area, Clover's plants are handpicked from Wisconsin-based wholesalers. In fact, Clover was recently recognized as one of the top 10 best plant shops in the Midwest by Midwest Living Magazine. And the gallery features the talent of 23 local women artists. Clover, women owned and operated and making a positive impact in the community. 2252 South Kinnickinnick Avenue.
Black rights,
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the line. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve?
Hi, Matt.
Hey,
what's
Steve.
The scoop with Stefani Willis, case? It seems like it's being unfairly delayed over there in Georgia. I wasn't sure how that was going with the judge there. And did you see that Trump's lawyers tried to pull some shenanigans with basically pulling her off?
Yeah, let me give you an update on what we know right now. Fannie Willis, I'm a huge fan of Fannie Willis. She's a DA of Fulton County, Atlanta. Now, that's admittedly a big city, but that said, she is not the Attorney General of Georgia, and she's not a federal prosecutor. She's a DA, and she is of a county, one county, and she is set to prosecute the fake electors, among others, in Georgia and perhaps elsewhere. right now, Jack Smith's grand jury in D.C. had in the Nevada fake electors for testimony, and it may very well be that he'll prosecute also. But those fake electors have got to be prosecuted. And frankly, the people who were their fellow travelers and running dogs have to be prosecuted. Remember, Ron Johnson had the fake electors from Michigan in his possession. Well, why Michigan? He doesn't represent Michigan. So now Fannie Willis, what they've tried to do is nail her in a couple of ways. Number one, they rushed to pass a statute that the governor signed, saying that there's a commission can yank any DA it basically thinks is not enforcing the law the way they think they should. In other words, investigating Trump, but they don't say that. They say not prosecuting certain things. Certain things are marijuana and abortion. Well, Fannie Willis has said, look, I'm prosecuting some of the toughest gangs in the country, violent gangs in Atlanta. I have the fake elector prosecution, the Brad Raffensperger extortion, murders, rapes, burglaries, and I only have X number of lawyers, and you triage that. Basically, she's not going to prosecute simple possession of marijuana in small amounts. She'll go after drug dealers, and she's not going to go after doctors on abortions. And I agree with her. Well, they'll say, oh, no, you should be going after simple possession and doctors and yanker. I think they're going to have a hard time doing it because she is going to issue these criminal charges at the latest by August. And apparently this thing doesn't go into effect, I think, till right around then. And then they have got to investigate it and give their reasons and this, that, and the other thing. Trump's people claim prosecutorial misconduct on the part of anybody who prosecutes him. The simple act of prosecuting him is, quote, misconduct. That's a very typical motion for a desperate defendant. That's not going to go anywhere. But the judge down there that's going to supervise the grand jury, the jury's still out on him. He has done certain things that I question in terms of delay, but I may be wrong. I don't know that there's anything ultimately wrong with the guy, but Fannie Willis is somebody we should admire. She's standing up to just a firestorm. Thanks for calling. CJ of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, CJ?
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to let you know that Jack Smith could actually prosecute every single document, no matter the classification on it, through the CIPA Act, the Classified Information Procedures Act. CIPA Section 3 requires the court, upon the request of the government, to issue an order to protect against the disclosure of any classified information disclosed by the United States to any defendant in any criminal case. So basically what they do is I believe it's the Director of National Intelligence, writes a summary of each and every document and does not have any classified information in it. They basically just say, this is what's in that document, but we will not show you that document under the CIPA procedures.
That is great information. CJ, by the way, substantial experience in the intelligence community. And what CJ is referring to, and that's true, Trump can be prosecuted even for documents that are not classified if they lead to some disability against the United States in defense or its interests. And what I did not know, and what CJ just said, is that they can describe a document without showing it. Now, I'll say this to CJ. That will depend somewhat on the judge, whether the judge is willing to order that and agree to it. And if you have a judge who's frankly very inexperienced, forget bias, inexperienced, she may think, well, I'm not going to do that. That'd have to go up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. If that is done before the trial, it will simply delay it. But if this comes up in the middle of trial and she denies it and Trump is acquitted, or she directs a verdict, which she can do without letting it go to the jury, that's not appealable. That's one of the concerns I have. But I thank you for that terrific call, CJ. I appreciate it. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get you in order. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're next. What's your mind today, Joe?
Thanks as always for the opportunity, Matt. I do appreciate your detailing all of this and really helping us understand that this was just an open market at Mar-a-Lago. It was come on down, you know, dig around, see what you want, just, you know, whatever you like, take it, see ya. Give me a report later and we'll work on the money aspect or the favor aspect or whatever was involved there. But I, you know what I mean? It was a fire sale. It was like, come on down, you know, let's talk. And I wanted to extend this conversation a little bit more. And I thank CJ for calling with this information about how Jack Smith could go about this with this SIPA Act that was detailed. I wanted to just extend over into this question of why are the other people within the Republicans and within Congress being so willing to put themselves, you know, out on a limb to support this guy who is, you know, he's a criminal. It just looks absolutely terrible. And I'm wondering what your reaction to this is as a lawyer. When you look at some of these people who we know were involved in January 6th, for example, Gosar, Bobart, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mo Brooks, we know that these people and their staffs were involved in this. But we also know that there are others where they're just funny business that was associated with this. For example, Ron Johnson and the illegal electors. For example, Lindsey Graham and his activities in this. And more importantly, Chuck Grassley, which has always been the oddest one to me, stating that, gee, I don't know that we can really count on Mike Pence being here tomorrow to be certifying the election results, but I'll be here. I mean, what, did he think he was going to be hanging from a rope? I mean, what? So I'm wondering if you, as a lawyer, if you had a thought about this, that maybe the reason why these people, that people within the Republican Congress are in this so deep, that there's a worry that Trump will save his skin by squealing like a stuck pig about the other people within Congress who were part of this January 6th situation. So I'd be curious about your reaction to that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Excellent call. I'm going to respond now and go back to the line. So do not hang up anybody. But here's my take on it. Marco Rubio, by the way, Jim Jordan was part of that, too. Jim Jordan met in the White House with Trump and about the Green Bay sweep and getting this thing overturned. They all have their fingers in it. Rubio, though, Senator Rubio of Florida just yesterday said that this is an unfair prosecution. He said, quote, because there is no proof that Trump showed it to anybody, end quote. What I have to say to Marco Rubio, Marco, why do you think people were captured and killed among our adversaries? Spike, a spike in them, an unusual spike in executions and capture of our undercover spies. You think that might have anything to do, as Joe, you put it, with a fire sale just come down? You saw those boxes? People can determine who leaked the stuff to the United States from the documents in those boxes. Doesn't have to have their names on it. Doesn't have to have their names on it. What I can't believe is that Rubio would say something like that. People like Gosar, Bobert, Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, Marjorie Taylor Greene, these are people that I think have absolutely no ethics and no integrity. And I think to answer your question, Joe, being in the Senate or the House is the pinnacle of these people's lives. Everybody kisses their behind. They walk down polished hallways. They're on TV. They're big, big men and big women. They will not exist if the TV cameras go off. And they will do anything to stay in there. And they're afraid of Trump. Remember, Trump endorsed Robin Voss's opponent down in Mount Pleasant. And the guy was 29 years old, had no experience. And he came very close to beating Voss. And people see that. Joe, thanks an awful lot. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Deb, you guys got some really excellent input. And, you know, I've been wondering this all along, you know, because Trump is not, you know, immune to utilizing any kind of information to make people do what they want, you know, he wants them to do. Because look at when he was running his campaign and he had Tucker involved. I'm sure he's got something on everybody. You know, I always wondered about Mitch McConnell's wife, you know, because everybody was saying there was something going on there with her dad's business or maybe getting some favors. Trump with favors for his kids. And remember, he didn't even come to work till after noon. And, you know, I keep seeing this guy, and he's been nothing but a scorn on our country, you know, throwing paper towels, you know, when the hurricane hit, you know, the negative attitude he had toward the pandemic. He didn't want to tell anybody about it or however he frames it now. And these people have stood by him. These Republicans who I used to have some respect for, in fact, a lot of respect for in the Senate, have given up everything for this man to kiss his feet. Now, there's to me, I don't understand this one bit, because why would they? And then why did Trump keep the documents? I could see Trump having something on everybody for what they said or what they did or how they voted or who they were with or whatever. That guy's dangerous, and he don't care about anybody but himself. He's a danger to our country. I hope people wake up. I mean, remember how he was at...
Thanks a lot. Gene, thanks a lot, because we're going to be coming up shortly on the break. But I love your passion, as always, and your calls are very important to me, and thank you. Adam and Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Adam?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the fact that some news broke that there actually might be a backup plan for Jack Smith. And I may have tuned in late. You may have already hit this. But actually go after him in Bedminster, New Jersey, as it's been speculated that Trump may have shown some of these documents to his political allies in New Jersey as well. And if things don't go well in Florida with the judge, he may have a backup plan to present charges in New Jersey. I was wondering your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that's true. And obviously, that'd be a better venue. And the other good thing is the documents he showed in New Jersey were the Iran attack plan and the map. And that was generated by our own Defense Department. It's been widely... And, you know, you're not going to have any undercover mole in Iran get executed for that. And it'll put a little fear in Iran. And that would be good. Here's my problem. You're going to wait for what? How long, Jack? In other words, you're going to wait and see if everything goes well or not well, what, in Florida? And then suddenly it's the nominating convention and what? And somehow things don't go well or are delayed. And so he files in Bedminster, what, in next April or May? And then if Trump wins, God forbid, and I don't think he will, he's not going to get prosecuted. So I think part of this is that we waited pretty late in the game to do this. But I think you're right as a matter of law. And thank you. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Are you looking for a creative haven in the heart of Milwaukee? Look no further than 20 Ton Studios. At 20 Ton Studios, we're all about fostering artistic expression and community engagement. Whether you're an art enthusiast or a budding artist yourself, join us at 2000 West North Avenue at the intersection of 20th and North Avenue. Discover the power of art and embrace your creative spirit at 20 Ton Studios. Visit us at 20tonstudios.com and don't forget to join us on Saturdays for our open studio extravaganza. 20 Ton Studios, where art comes to life.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off. Enjoy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the story of a very special
special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 49 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 52. Dry and turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We're going to go in order. The lines are live. If you all keep it to about 2 minutes, I'll get to all of you. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, you're first. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, Matt, as progressives, I think we always try to search for the truth and what is actual the case. But as I look at people in the red, like Iowa and all these other places, and these people are, you know, they look like average, you know, intelligent people, but they've been brainwashed and torched into believing all this stuff that that somehow, for example, Biden is driving the department or the DOJ into going after him, and why don't they go after Biden and everything? And it's sad that we have that particular group of Americans that are really not woke and not in touch with what the real thing is. I mean, you know, I try to look at everything objectively, but I just it's really sad.
Right. Well, Andy, here's the deal. Up until now, they've just complained and said, well, it's unfair and he's being prosecuted. He was just a little sloppy. If they start to realize that people were captured and killed because of this, that's a different story. That's a different story. And no Republican politician could possibly defend that. And their view is, well, because there's no video of his turning the stuff over to a guy in a raincoat somewhere, that that's just all speculation. Well, let me tell you what isn't speculation. There was a spike in our undercover agents getting exposed, captured, and killed. And the CIA had to email their station chiefs all around the world. That was in the New York Times. That coincided with Trump leaving office and taking these documents and keeping them exposed and letting spies, two Chinese spies, a woman who said she was a Rothschild, and another Russian spy, photographed with him. Well, you took a look at these documents, and I will tell you that they resulted in the capture and execution of our undercover agents. And I do not think that the good folks in Iowa, listen, I have relatives in Omaha, they spend a lot of time in Iowa, they go across to Council Bluffs in that area. All good folks, all Americans, they have to be Republicans, but they're on the up and up, and they are not going to like people being captured and killed. And somebody has to hit back against Trump. And a lot of the messaging that comes on MSNBC and the CNN and here is very low key and very speculative. And they always use the words like allegedly and arguably, you know, he allegedly took some documents. What do you mean he allegedly took some documents? He said he took some documents. They'll say like with Ukraine, Ukraine and the CIA say that Russia blew up the dam. Russia says Ukraine did it as if, well, as he said, no, it's not. Russia blew up the dam. Russia is committing genocide in Ukraine. We got to be much more direct in our so-called messaging. Thanks a lot for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Nice show again today, bringing out the truth. There's a few things here. First of all, we know the Supreme Court is for sale for the highest dollar. At least three of them there are. There's a number of congressional Republicans that are in bed with Trump. I don't know if they're going to go off the cliff with him or not. Like Jeannie said, maybe he has something on him. I don't know. Or on them, excuse me. I do not know. But the bottom line here is Jack Smith can go down as a hero to save this country, because this is serious stuff. And I really believe Trump can get the nomination again, and heaven forbid if he gets reelected, because the man would come back as a vengeance, and it would be not very pretty to watch. And I don't know what would happen, but at any rate, we got to root for Jack Smith. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Trump is a Russian agent. He was a Russian agent before. He had Manafort change their platform during the 2016 convention to be pro-Russian instead of pro-Ukraine on the invasion. He'd have Russians in the White House with no Americans. None, not a single one. He would meet with Putin and only use the Russian interpreter. And there's no American interpreter. Another time he told his interpreter, give me your notes. Gave him his notes so he could destroy him. The guy's not on the up and up. The guy's in the take. The guy's in the take from the Saudis, too. His hand is out. He is an agent of foreign countries. He is betraying us. Karina of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Karina?
Hi, Matt. Well, you know, all that is started, 10, 15 years ago when Trump showed up on the political arena, couldn't decide who he wanted to be, liberal, Democrat, Republicans. Got into the Republicans because Republicans are organized better than Democrats. They have a better... They are. They have a better position. They are. And for that reason, he went into a Republican because it's easier to manipulate people who are tied up to each other. And now they're even more tied up because they are cahoots. They are separatists. They're not Republicans anymore. They are separatists. So this party as is very corruptive and very, it's almost like a mafia. So the only way to deal with this and save a sanity, political sanity in this country, is to purge. You have to clean up. It has to be a good clean up for Republican Party. Anyone and everyone who had a communications and ties to Trump needs to go. That's a simple thing, because they already corrupted by association. They infected by association. This is my opinion. And this is why people are believing and going and standing behind, because all these people are money people.
Karina, that is an excellent call. We're coming to the end of the show, Karina. I can't thank you enough. Excellent call. The Republican Party has to purge itself. It has good people. It has Liz Cheney. It has Adam Kinzinger. It has Mitt Romney. They've got to purge themselves of the Trump infection. Matt Flynn Direct is going to sign off. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you to all my callers. They were excellent. All of you are excellent today. Matt Flynn Direct, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for now. Like a rolling stone.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy.
From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.